The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
And the opinions and comments of Dave Alexander are completely off the beam, so don't take my advice. That's why we have experts coming in. Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. You studied botany.
That's correct.
Which is what, plant science?
That's right. Yeah, that's the botany is the true function of plant diversity and how plants actually technically work. Whereas horticulture is more of the growing of the plants and the different varieties that are hybridized for certain aspects. But
and the multiple years that you've been advising people on their lawns.
Yes, sir.
Helps you to be very well versed in this.
Well, I think so, and constantly learning. Being a graduate of NC State, and knowing the departments well enough, there's a lot of resources that they have. So,
yes,
I'm constantly involved with learning to make sure if there's something new that's out there.
Yeah.
That I try to stay on top of it as much as I can.
And today we're at High Park Bar and Grill for the purposes of doing essentially a pregame show. For the pregame show, the it's UNC versus this Central Florida something or other.
Yep, UCF Knights.
UCF Knights. There's another game going on today. Is it the same time?
No, it's a little bit later.
Well, that's good.
I think they play at 3:30. NC State plays Duke at 4.
Oh. So if you're only going to watch or listen to one football game, listen to the other one also. I guess.
Yeah.
Go ahead and enjoy a full day of football after you turn off the radio.
That's right. After the shows.
No, actually, don't turn off the radio.
Yeah.
There's something called teleradio.
Okay.
If it's available on TV, but you like the people on the radio, just turn the volume down on one and turn the volume up.
That's right.
On WPTF.
Right.
Okay, so what should we be doing to our lawns now?
Well, right now, if you've got a warm season lawn,
okay,
like Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, you really don't want to be doing a whole lot of anything except for watering it. We've gone through a very long dry spell.
Yeah.
It does need some water. Not necessarily so much to have the top growth working, but you want to have the roots, all that. You don't want those to start to die back any right now.
Right.
So that it's really prepared when we get some cold weather that it goes into a dormancy for the wintertime.
Right.
If you've got a fescue lawn, a couple of different things. If you've got a lot of weeds in your yard, then it's a great time to go ahead and treat those weeds because it's early in the season. Because once you treat for the weeds, if you do a liquid herbicide to kill the weeds, you don't want to seed for about 7 to 10 days after that.
Okay.
If you don't want to do a granular weed killer if you're going to reseed right now, because it's going to be the residuals. In my opinion, the residuals are just going to last too long.
Yeah.
And it won't allow your seed to grow.
And overseeding season is when?
Overseeding season has started.
Yeah.
Okay. It started the 1st of September, and it's going strong now. And you've got probably another 6 weeks to overseed.
Yeah.
One thing that you can do now is certainly, again, you want to water the grass and everything right now.
Yes.
If you want to aerate, it's a really good idea to have a good thorough watering like the night before.
Yeah.
Because the ground has gotten so hard.
Yep.
It's hard for the aerator tines or the plugs to be able to do what they need to do. But it's a great time to seed if you want to do a fescue lawn. If you also have a warm season lawn, it's a great time to overseed with a ryegrass.
Yeah.
Because ryegrass will come up in the wintertime, but it'll die when it gets hot next year. So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to have a competition for your warm season when spring comes around next year, but you'll have some green going into the wintertime.
I like that. I have a warm season grass in the front yard.
Right.
And the backyard is, it's crabgrass, basically, or there's some variety of it. Is there any point in doing anything with the dandelions that will come back up next year? Is there anything that'll kill them?
Well, not right now. Okay. Unless if they're still actively growing.
Yeah.
Right. Most of them have already gone to seed.
Right.
And the flowers are done with. But if they're still actively growing, you can come over it with a broadleaf herbicide.
Okay.
Either, again, granular if you're not going to reseed, or liquid if you are, and wait a while.
Right.
But the important thing to do is next year, and it's, you know, we'll certainly talk about this in a few months, but around Valentine's Day, you want to put out a pre-emergent. Pre-emergent literally puts a chemical layer on top of the yard that prevents the seed that the dandelions have put out this year. It prevents those from germinating next year.
Yeah.
So.
I'm hearing music.
Yes, they've got music here.
Oh, is it?
It is, yeah.
That's from, okay, Hyde Park.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm not used to, in the pauses, hearing music playing.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, that's, in old radio, that's the key. Okay, Dave, you talk too much. Let's go.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's why I misinterpreted. We're at Hyde Park Bar and Grill, the place for lunch and dinner. And let me just tell you, there are few sponsors of the show, few remotes that I can go to where I've already been there as a customer.
Right.
And I have been here as a customer. They, you know, if you're nice to the people behind the bar, and we always are, they will disconnect the coin slot on the pool table. And, you know, it's like, yeah, just keep playing, just keep eating. You know, we're happy with it. But you got to be nice to them. But it's a terrific place. I've had, I don't know, 2-3 meals here that were just exceptional. Do ask about the fish, although they don't brag about it. They've got a lot of other things, but I'm just telling you, the fish, not just the fish sandwich. Look for the full fish dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, it's generous.
Yeah.
It's very generous. All right, so at Berg Brothers Hardware, you have all those things for people's lawn.
We do, and we have the ability to walk you through it.
Good.
Because very few situations are identical. Mm-hmm. It's like your yard. Your yard is warm season in the front, cool season in the back.
Right.
The next person that comes in may have just moved in 3 months ago, and they don't know what they have.
Right.
So I tell everybody that wants to come in, take some pictures of your grass relatively close up. I can tell you what you have.
Yes.
But I can't tell you what you have without seeing it.
When I blame it on the fact that the lawnmower fella mows the back and then he mows the front, or vice versa. So I've got a mixture in that front. I've got clumps of fescue, bright green, healthy as anything, sticking up through the front yard.
Right.
I've often thought, should I pull that up? Should I put something on it?
Well, you can do one of a couple of different options. You can pull it up. Certainly pull it up.
Right.
The other thing that you can do is you can individually spray that with like Roundup if you want to. That'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Or you want to wait till November, December when your grass has gone completely dormant.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be quite as careful spraying the Roundup.
Right.
Because Roundup, the way that weed killer works, the complete kills, is it goes in through the leaves. And so if the grass is dormant, it doesn't go in through the leaves as easily. So you don't have to be quite as particular.
And the leaves are what the lawn is, really.
That's right, yes, sir.
The lawn.
Yep, everything, what you're looking at is the leaves.
So I got some Roundup. I'm going to spot treat that. And I'm telling you, it's like 9 spots in the front yard. And I don't have it any better than my neighbors. They all have this.
Right.
These multicolored lawns.
Right.
So I'm going to kill it. How long should I wait to overseed?
Well, if it's a warm season grass, you don't want to overseed right now. You'd want to wait until next late April or May to overseed it.
Oh, really?
But in all likelihood, the grass that you have is going to overtake it relatively quickly as well, because all the warm season grasses will spread on their own. They've all got runners to fully. And that's why I tell people, you want to be careful if you're planting it near a natural area, because you need a physical barrier between the two. Otherwise, the grass is going to run into your natural area all day long.
I want to stay the blazes away from my trees.
Right.
Yeah, that goes without saying, but yeah. I'm glad you said it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. We're here with Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. We are at High Park Bar and Grill. What a great place.
Oh, it
Whitaker
is.
Mill Road.
Yeah, 625 East Whitaker Mill.
625 East Whitaker Mill Road. Oh, very good. The people who hear, you know, Bar and Grill, they say, well, you know, the bar, you know.
Yeah, the bar.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's all separate, really. I mean, you can see from one place to the other, but if you want a nice casual dining experience, this is a place to go.
Yeah, it's big.
And if you felt like you just wanted to watch a game, there's plenty of tables right in front of the multiple TVs.
Right.
Which is a blessing on a day like this, especially if you don't have, you know, the ability to see that particular game
right.
at your house. They might have it here. All right, we're at High Park Bar and Grill on Making Your Home Great on WPTF. Making Your Home Great on the road at High Park Bar and Grill. Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers is here, and so is John Champion. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Dave. So glad to be here at High Park Bar and Grill. Want everyone to come on out. This is a great place, and as you were saying, terrific food. We've got our WPTF VIPs that have come out to hang out with me. We want you to come down as well. We're going to watch a lot of football. How about some Carolina football today?
Yeah,
they are playing UCF, and we all want to keep our eyes on this one. UNC enters a game at 2-1, and we all know that one was an embarrassing 48-14 loss at home to TCU. Gio Lopez had three touchdowns in that 41-6 win last week over Richmond, but he completed just over 55% of the passes. Come on down and watch today's game. Again, they're taking on UCF. Also, you can also watch mini games here. Duke is hosting State at 4 this afternoon. There's lots going on down here at High Park. The food is delicious. The staff is great. We want to thank our sponsors, Easter Automotive, Atlantic Spa Billiards, The Grout Medic, J.E. Womble & Sons, Whitaker & Hamer Law Firm. I'm John Champion. Come on out to High Park Bar & Grill.
All right. Thank you, John. We were kind of ragging on John last weekend. No, put that headphone on. We're ragging on John last weekend. We were at a remote. And of course, John is, you know, doing a broadcast from here simultaneous with us, just like he did. And we had to ask for him to not drink so much coffee.
That was it.
Before.
The energy.
He had more energy than anybody else on the people were trying to sell things during their commercials.
I know, right?
People who own a business are saying, yeah, come on out to my... John's like, yes, here we are.
I love it here.
All right.
I love you guys.
All right. We love you too, John. Somebody said, nobody doesn't love John. He's just that guy. All right. Burke Brothers Hardware. Jeff Hastings on site here at High Park Bar and Grill. So we've covered lawns.
Yes.
Is there anything that a fella can put in the ground now in his garden area?
I would, if it's me, I would sort of hold off.
Okay.
Because they're saying that there's not supposed to be a rain event until at least till next Thursday.
So wow.
Unless you're prepared to really water and do well, I would sort of just hold off for another, 10 days to a couple of weeks.
Right.
It's going to be a great time. If you look at all the propaganda from Ag Department, which I agree with, they say fall is for planting.
Yes.
So any perennials or any trees and shrubs that you want to put in, fall is a great time to do it.
It is.
And so that's coming up. And like I say, if you've got the ability to water it, that's fine. But the last thing you want to do is invest in plants and plant them.
Yeah,
and then 10 days later, they're dead because we haven't had enough rain.
And for people who have got that unique Johnston County clay
right.
underneath, you got to build a bigger hole than you imagine.
Right, yeah. Whatever you're planting, you always want to have the hole about twice the diameter of what you're planting.
Yeah.
And a little bit deeper than you're planting so that you can augment and add either some cow manure or some compost or topsoil, something to start to get the plants will do okay.
Yeah.
But you want to give them a fighting chance to do okay.
Yeah, and you don't want to create a small bowl.
That's right. Yeah,
in your yard.
Yeah, you don't need a pool in the yard to do something.
Well, I mean, below the grass line or below the plant, you're not just cutting a hole with an auger as big as the plant ball.
That's right.
Because that's just going to fill up with water when it does rain.
Right.
And we anticipate maybe it might rain in our future.
Yeah. That's right. We hope so.
Well, that's good. All right. So what else is going on at the store?
Well, it's also a good time. A lot of people going into the wintertime, the days are cooler.
Yeah.
And it's a great time right now if you want to do some maintenance to your house.
Yeah.
If you want to power wash the house and clean it. We sell all the chemicals necessarily for. We don't sell power washers.
Yeah.
But we've got the power washer repair parts, the tips and everything on the wand and stuff and the nozzles. But it is a great time with like I say with the cool weather that's here. It's easier to get outside and do stuff.
Right.
Window screens. It's a great time.
Yeah.
To have that done because the cool weather's coming. And so we repair screens. We can actually make screens. We can't do screen doors per se, but we can just do screens. We can't make screen doors. We can rescreen doors.
Yes.
Screen doors, but we can rescreen just about anything. But it's a good time to go ahead and get those in before the rush comes.
Right.
The state fair is also coming up, so it's a great time to go to the fair, but that always means that the cooler weather's coming, and it's a great time to just spiff up the things outside.
Yeah, spiff them up.
Yeah, if you got a deck on your house and want to clean it again, power washing it or whatnot, cleaning it. If you want to paint it or stain it, we can help you out with that.
Yeah,
take care of all that stuff. So it's just a good time to get outside and enjoy the weather.
After the 30% chance of rain,
right?
That will come and go.
That's right.
You go ahead and do that. Because you're right. We're getting extended periods with absolutely nothing but warm weather and sunshine.
Yeah, we went a couple of months or so with nothing but rain.
Yeah.
And now we're getting no rain.
Yeah,
so we're going from one extreme to the other.
That's all right. I'm no longer watering my strawberries. Oops.
Yep.
Watering my strawberries and my blackberries.
Right.
And I'm not spending any time. Well, the potatoes are already picked and eaten.
That's done.
So that water I can dedicate to the front lawn.
Right.
I'm not going to do anything in the backyard. It's a lost cause.
Yeah.
We might as well paint it up like a tennis court because it's that hard.
Yeah, I always joke around that, like, your front, in front of your house is really a lawn.
Yes.
The back is more of a yard.
It is.
And people ask me, what's the difference between a lawn and a yard? I said, a lawn is when you're standing on top of it and it really looks pretty.
Yeah.
That's your lawn.
Yep.
A yard is when you drive by at 30 miles an hour and you see green. That's a yard.
Yes. Yeah, you can't be standing on it in my backyard say, oh, what a great lawn.
Yeah, this feels great.
Oh, yeah. No, it's too much crabgrass, too many weeds. There's nothing I should do about weeds right now.
Well, like I say, if you want to, you can spray them, or you can put down a weed and feed.
Weed and feed.
That'll take care of the stuff in the backyard, and that the fescue that you've got in the backyard, it will fertilize that going into wintertime.
Yeah, okay. All right. I like things I can just spray on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't really want to walk the yard with a big green,
spreader.
Go. With a spreader. I mean, that's too much work, I think.
I gotcha.
All right. So what else is up? You sell. We should describe the store for people who don't know.
Right.
You just mentioned you don't sell power washers, but you got all the parts.
Right. Yeah, we don't sell. The power equipment that we sell is we've got Milwaukee Tools.
Yeah.
They make a full line of edgers, blowers, trimmers.
Yep.
For outside chainsaws. So they're all use the exact same battery.
Yeah.
And the battery has a relatively long runtime.
Right.
So it's not like you've got a take a battery, go out there, and you work for 5 minutes, and you got to pack, come back and change the battery. So that's all good. Our bird seed is we've got Coles, and then we've just added another full line of bird seed called Wild Delight.
Wild Delight.
Yeah, that's a right. that's got a good following locally, and so we decided to sort of double up our size and go with Wild Delight to complement the Coles.
Very good. Okay. We're with Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. We are at High Park Bar and Grill, the place for lunch and dinners, and the place to hear John Champion brag about what a great place it is. This is WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
Surprisingly, I miss some of the broadcasts. You know, I mean, I'm here, but I don't remember them, so I go to the podcast.
Right.
That's a good thing. Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware is here. We are at High Park Bar and Grill, and we're broadcasting live until the pregame, I think, or somewhere thereabouts.
Something like that.
We're the pregame for the pregame.
Right.
Of the UNC game. We have mentioned there is a state game on later.
We have.
So you don't have to abandon our beloved NC State in order to enjoy the other one.
Yep.
Let's pick up with Wes from Orange County. How you doing, Wes?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dave.
Terrific. Go ahead. Yeah, what's up?
Enjoying the show today, and I don't have a question for the host, but I want to come to look at you. You said you had potatoes. I want to know what variety of potatoes that you have that you can pick rather than dig.
So you're looking at what kind of a variety of what? I didn't pick that up.
I'm thinking potatoes.
Oh, potatoes? the varieties that we...
Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, were you asking about potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to dig mine, so I just wonder if I could find out what variety you were using. And
yeah, so...
Put those on the ground.
Yeah, the ones that do well in this part of the world, there's the white potato or Kennebec. Then the red potatoes are Pontiacs, and then the one that I'll say it's new only because it's really been more popular over the last 10 to 12 years, it's a yellowish potato called Yukon Gold.
Mm.
And those are the three varieties that we sell in the springtime.
Okay, and I was just going to pick some fun at days and find out what you get this season. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think I grew that yellow variety.
Yeah, the Yukon Gold.
Yukon Gold. Yeah. They weren't tremendously big, but maybe I just needed more room for them.
Well, in this part of the world, most of the people that plant potatoes don't plant you don't plant expecting to get like an Idaho baking potato.
Yes.
The ones that you grow here really do well in the small potatoes that you're going to boil. Or you're going to cut up and put in like in a vegetable soup.
Right.
And to me, the Yukon Gold has better flavor than the Kennebec does.
Okay.
The Kennebec is it's a little more dense potato. Mm-hmm. So it does real well like in soups and whatnot.
Yeah.
As it does the Pontiac. The Pontiac's just, you know, we all grew up eating the small red boiled potatoes.
Yes.
They do great for that.
Now, you know, in Yankee Land, they've got a delicacy called salt potatoes.
Okay, yeah.
And I think it's because they figured out, this one place figured out, that you could sell potatoes and salt for a combined price. And I don't know which commodity should be cheaper than the other, maybe salt. But you buy a bag of potatoes, it's a 5-pound bag, but 4 pounds of potatoes.
Right.
And then a pound of salt. And
yeah.
I can't eat it now. There's no way my endocrinologist and my doctor, my heart doctor, would allow me to eat it. But wow, it's so good.
Right.
So, the little ones are fine. Just in case he was asking about tomatoes, tomato. I mean, you know, it was a poor connection. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah. And it's hard to, in a live remote like this, sometimes it's hard to hear when somebody calls in.
Well, it's, I think there's something up with his phone.
Yeah, so, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, but again, going back just to clarify for the potatoes,
yeah,
some people will plant and they ask for potatoes now. But because, and you could do it now, the problem becomes you really got started to worry about the cold weather coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And if the cold weather comes in early and it starts to be a wet fall,
yeah,
then that's a recipe for disaster with potatoes. Because the daylights are getting less, you know, so you've got more cooler nights. So that's why I don't suggest and we don't sell potatoes in the fall. It's harder to get them even harder to get them this time of year from the distributors.
Right.
A lot of people will do onions this time of year. And again, we don't do it just because there's not a lot of people that still do it, but it is okay to do.
Yeah.
But the best time for potatoes is we start selling those about the third week of February.
Yes.
You want to get those in relatively early, and it's okay to plant the onions at the same time.
Yes.
And, you know, like your potatoes, what you can do is, as you're harvesting, you don't have to harvest all of them at one time.
Okay.
You can harvest part of the plant and then continue to let the other potatoes mature, and they will get a little bit bigger.
Never knew that.
And like the onions, what I tell people is, I plant my onions about 6 inches apart.
Yeah.
And, yes, that's too close to have onions at maturity.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'll do is, as they start to grow, we'll start to pick every other onion set, and we'll use that in our vegetables. I mean, in our salads.
Yes.
So
that's a wonderful thing. Now, because we have such a long growing season,
right?
I was ready. I had harvested everything by August 2nd.
Okay.
Could I have? And I asked everybody, and I maybe even asked you, if I had gotten a set of potatoes replanted at August 2nd, could I have, because theoretically,
sir,
it's 4 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. As long as you make sure you get it good and watered.
Right.
Because they do not like to dry out completely.
Of course.
But as long as you keep them good and watered, yes, sir, you would have had the ability to have a second crop.
Very good. And if I need a screw or a bolt off of an appliance, you probably got it already in stock.
We should, yeah. We've got about a little over 110 feet of nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
So.
And at no time is somebody probably going to say, yeah, it's against that wall.
No.
No?
Very, very, very seldom.
Yes.
Like right now, we've got some employees that are either on vacation or we've got one employee that had a procedure this past week. He's out for a couple weeks. We may be a little shorthanded for the next 3 or 4 days, but it is what we will do is if we have to tell you where it is, we will tell you where it is, and then we will tell you very quickly that somebody will be right with you.
Yes.
You're not going to walk in the store and see 4 or 5 people leaning on the counters with customers milling about the store.
Ooh.
If customers are milling about the store, then we have employees to help them. The one complaint that I've gotten over the years is that, and I'll take this all day long, as they say, that they get asked if we can help them too much.
Is this the WPTF thing?
Yes, it is the WPTF. What's your name, sir?
I'm Marshall Carroll, man. I grew up about a block from here.
Marshall Carroll.
Yeah.
And have you been to Hyde Park?
I've been. We had our 55th high school reunion here last Friday night.
Yeah.
Had a blast.
Oh,
this
wow.
place was packed with people from Broughton High School.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Nice place to just have a nice casual dinner or to enjoy a ball game.
Yeah, exactly. When I was growing up, a block from here, my mom would tell me, go down to the Colonial store and give me some sugar, which is right here where you're sitting at.
Oh, really?
Back in the 50s and 60s, it was a Colonial store.
The Colonial store.
Yep,
sure. Oh. Right. Well, sir, it's so good to meet you.
Things are always going to change.
Things will always change. You're right. Yep. All right, well,
have a good day. I listen to WPTF all the time.
Good, thank you.
Great stuff.
I appreciate you found us. I could see you over there, and they've roped us off with signs.
Yep.
You got to us, and that's a good thing. All right.
Have a good day.
All right, we're going to pick up this conversation in just a moment. We are at High Park Bar and Grill with Burke Brothers, president and general manager, and all the other things.
That's right. And janitor.
Jeff Hastings, yeah. And janitor and bookkeeper. We go now to John Champion.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF, Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. We are at High Park Bar and Grill. All right. So, Jeff, I've got an antique lamp.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We buy these things. And at some point, it started flickering. Now, it doesn't flicker all the time, so I'm comfortable with it.
Okay.
I just push the bar that holds the lamp up, and it goes blinkety-blink and then comes back. We've changed the light bulb, but it's not that. Should I just let it go?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Well, because you don't know where the loss of energy is,
yeah,
and the potential that something's loose inside of it, it could be sparking.
Mm.
That all of a sudden you wake up to a smell that you don't want to wake up to.
Yeah.
And certain red lights come into your house. So the best thing is just bring it in and we can rewire it.
Yeah.
You know, we rewire things all the time.
You rewire just lamps and lights?
Mainly, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, power equipment, things like that.
No.
We can't get into that because we're not authorized dealers for anybody but Milwaukee.
Right. And
so that's where it gets into the rub.
And we should all remember back when Dad did the hedges and he had an electrical hedge trimmer.
Right.
How the lights went off in the house and all of a sudden his hedge trimmer stopped because he cut the wire.
Yep. I did that myself.
You did?
I did that myself one day and kept going and went into my arm. So
it went into your arm. That's not a good thing.
Now, about 7 stitches later, we're okay. But
wow.
Needless to say, I quit using that type of equipment.
Yeah, go with the Milwaukee.
Now it's all cordless. Thank
battery,
goodness.
Yeah,
that's right.
No,
exactly.
You can't really cut the cord on a battery.
That's
so
right.
That's a good thing.
It's hard to.
Wow.
You know, and you talk about Milwaukee. The great thing about them is, the battery that they have works on about 350 different pieces of equipment. So you don't have to go back into the shop to say, oh, I need to go from my trimmer to my hedge trimmer.
Right.
But I can't find the battery for the hedge trimmer. Well, all you do is take the battery out of your trimmer, put it on your hedge trimmer.
Yeah.
Take it off that, put it on your blower, you're good to go.
And typically you can get a project done, a backyard project, not a professional job, 8 hours a day, but you can get a project done on one battery.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And even if you were a professional contractor,
right,
you just have extra batteries.
That's right. I mean, like out at the farm, I've got 3 batteries.
Yeah.
And that's all I need. And last week we replaced, I think we replaced about 75 feet of fencing in my horse pasture.
Yeah.
And I took my circular saw, put it in the back of the truck with the lumber and all the tools and my drills and the drivers and, you know, about 3 hours later, I was done.
Yes.
But I didn't have to lug a cord. I didn't have to go back and forth to cut the wood.
Yep.
I was able to do everything on site at one time.
I told you that the time I actually did real construction work, finishing off a bonus room for my daughter. And every time, of course, it's a bonus room, but it didn't have HVAC. So I ran a window unit. And every time I turned the window unit and the saw on, the
lights
power went off.
Oh, okay.
And the whole house, I'd have to go downstairs and get the breaker and come back.
Right.
none of that. You can run a circular saw, the Milwaukee circular saw,
right?
Very well.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So, you also do other small projects for people. You talked about the screens.
Yep, screens, and then we sharpen chains on chainsaws and lawnmower blades. The worst thing, going back to the lawn, the worst thing you can do for your yard is to mow the grass with a really dull blade.
Really?
It then yanks the grass rather than cuts the grass. And
okay.
The tips are frayed and they brown real easily, and it doesn't give you a good, clean, crisp look. You know, so it's always good to sharpen the blade once or twice during the season.
You're telling me something I've never in my life heard, that it's bad to have a dull blade on your... I mean,
yep.
I guess if it's not effective,
right,
it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, I would notice.
Right. And it's kind of like going to a bad barber shop.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
It's just a bad look. You know, if you're going to the effort of making your yard look nice,
yeah,
you know, then why do you want a jagged, you know, the cut's not going to be clean, it's not going to be real even.
Huh.
So.
I think my dad owned lawnmowers, push mowers for 50 years and never sharpened a blade. This is all new to me.
Oh, okay.
But you'll sharpen blades. You'll sharpen certain tools.
That's right.
Sharpen my kitchen knives.
Yes, sir.
Instance.
Yep.
Except serrated.
Yep. We don't do serrated, but we sharpen knives all day long.
Yeah. And it take a long time to get that turnaround.
Just a day or two.
I'm bringing you every knife. We're eating rice pudding until you're done.
Okay.
You know. That's a good thing. What other little. Little projects will you do for us?
You've covered just about everything.
Yeah.
The best thing about our store is, well, not the best, but one of the great things is, unlike some of the big box stores,
yes,
when you come up to the store, you're parking within 30 feet of the front door.
Mm.
You don't have to walk a half mile, and then when you walk in the door, we're right there to help you.
Yeah.
And we're going to take care of you. And what we really try to strive to do is make sure that when you leave the store, you've got everything necessary for that project that you want to do.
Right.
So if you go and if you buy a gallon of Benjamin Moore paint,
yes,
we're going to ask you if you have brush, if you have roller, if you have mm-hmm. drop cloth, if you have all sorts of stuff that you need.
Yeah.
Because I know nothing is more frustrating than you get out, you go to the store,
yep,
you get everything you think you need, but nobody really helps you, and then you get home and it's like, oh, blast it! I've got the gallon of paint, but I don't have the paintbrush to put it on with.
And you're really not upselling people. You're not trying to
no.
just make that order bigger. You just want to prevent them coming back frustrated.
That's right. We want you to be there because it's in my mind, it's all about the relationships.
Yeah.
And we want you to feel comfortable. You know, we want you to want to come back for the next project mm-hmm. and not sit there and question, am I going to get everything I need this right. time because somebody may or may not have helped me?
Right. Well, we've all been to a box store.
Yep.
And we've all been told it's on aisle 12.
Yep.
And it maybe if they've got time to walk me in that direction, that's fine. But often enough, they just look at their phone and they program it in and say,
right,
nuts and bolts. I need a, you know, I need a quarter inch this and, you know, fine thread and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they can't help you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, your store is compact.
Yes, sir.
Everything you're going to need probably is right in there.
Yeah. The only thing that we don't have in the store is obvious things like all the mulch and concrete that's outside and whatnot.
But, yeah.
And our water heaters. I don't have space to put. We're working on it. But don't have space to put the water heaters in the store, but we carry them.
You should talk to my wife about building a compact space.
Yeah.
We were at the pool place, Atlantic Pool and Spas,
right,
last weekend, and we bought something.
Right.
And my wife has now gone for days and days clearing out the big garage. And I'm just saying, we can make your store very compact. we'd have to have Craigslist Marketplace or whatever it is, but that's good. All right, Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. We are at The High Park Bar and Grill. I had to look around. Where are we again?
High Park Bar and Grill.
I have been here, I mean, before today, several times, just for lunch or to shoot pool.
Right.
And he said, let me just tell you, don't discount the snack menu. The cheese sticks, mozzarella sticks, fried other things, you know, their French fries are wonderful.
So right.
It's a good thing. So, Jeff, tell me, where are you located again?
We're at 5227 Hillsborough Street.
Right.
Just west of the fairgrounds.
Yep.
And we are open during the fair.
Yes. It might be a little difficult to get to you.
Yep. Especially after when elementary school lets out.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to get prior to 3 o'clock.
But elementary
after
school,
3 o'clock,
the buses,
it gets a little bit tough.
Yeah. I understand. All right. Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. We're at High Park Bar and Grill, and we're continuing from here.
The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF, Holly Bowers from Roofworks. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. This is a great atmosphere. We are at High Park Bar and Grill. You've brought someone to us. You got a guest of your own within the show. Who is this?
I don't know.
Is somebody coming here?
No, we've got some more. We've got some more contractors coming on, and of them actually, they've done quite a bit of work for us. I've known those guys for a long, long, long time.
And they do
the
garage
custom door
doors?
And gate. Yeah, they did our garage doors and our fence at our facility off of Hillsborough Street.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've known those guys for many, many, many years throughout my years of working with the builder and everything else.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. They're coming.
Who do we have today when they come in?
It'll be Chris Barron from Custom Door and Gate.
Oh, okay.
Along with Alan Hillman from Duracell.
Eric? What is Duracell? What do they do there, Chris?
It is a Duracell is a sealant that you can put on your decks, docks, your concrete, and your patios to protect the wood and concrete for 25 plus years.
And mine needed that 10 years.
You don't have to stain your deck again.
Hey, don't have to stain the deck. Okay,
that's awesome stuff right there.
All right, Holly. So talk to me about roofing. How's the roofing job?
It's good. It's been good weather for us this week, so it gave us a chance to get caught up on, you know, all that rain that we had over the summer. But, yeah, all is good. It's fall, so this is a busy time for roof replacements, especially because everyone's trying to get their home done before the holidays.
Yeah.
So our team is just clicking, working hard, and going out there trying to make sure everybody gets taken care of.
And I've asked people this before, and I always get the expected answer. If somebody called you today and said, I really want this done by Thanksgiving, what's my possibility of getting a full roof?
We can get it done.
We
definitely prioritize things. We run into situations where there's a big emergency, and we'll always push that first.
Well, that's good.
So the biggest thing is just let us know what your situation is, and we'll find a way to work around it.
I would just fake a leak. Is what I to get to the top. I would say, there's buckets all over the house with water in it.
Definitely be honest, because that wouldn't be a good way to start the relationship with us. But.
Okay. And you say start a relationship. I'm just hiring somebody put a roof on?
No. It's a long-term investment. You better have a good relationship with whoever you decide to go with, that's for sure.
And if there's something that needs to be done, if there's a leak or if, a shingle goes off, you're there not only for your customers, but for new customers.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. Like I said, you got to be careful picking a good customer, because on the back end, when there is a problem, one, if the company's not in business anymore, you don't have anybody to call. Secondly, it's very important that you go with someone that does stand behind their work so that if you do run into situations, happen all the time, but are they going to answer the phone? Make sure they get out there and take care of you. You paid them a lot of money. They need to stand behind that.
You talk about picking your customers. I mean, if I was real cranky on the first call, do you think you'd give them somebody else's number?
You know, sometimes we get people that call that don't have the best day, but, you know, we're smart enough to know that most of the time it's not us. They're just having a bad day. So we work through it, and if you're good at what you do, you have a deeper understanding of that kind of
and
stuff.
And if all else fails and they're still cranky, we put them on the phone with Holly. We just to chit-chat. You know, huh? Do you have any pets? Are you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And immediately the day is improved.
I know. Well, you know, our team is so good that it's not, I mean, we understand it's called life, right? Things pop up, you go through things. And we do, we've had people that call that they're venting to us about other contractors that they've run into problems with. And that's okay that we're here. Just vent. Let us know your situation. Because if we don't know what your pain points are, we can't help you fix them.
I used to have a button in my car marked vent, and that's what it was for. I'd push that button, and I would just ventilate my feelings.
Hey, we're humans, right? Yeah. That's what you get. We deal with hundreds and hundreds of customers on a weekly basis, so we're always going to run into something like that.
And we should bring this up early and then let it drop. There are people who are doing either substandard work or no work at all for customers and taking them for a ride.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not. We talk about that all the time. It's every industry is dealing with scammers. So just like I said, be careful. Do your homework. Make sure you feel good. Go with your intuition and your gut on those decisions because it could make or break you.
And there are even scammers trying to target you guys.
Oh, yeah. We just caught one yesterday, actually. They're using our name to sell their own roofing company.
How? Never mind. Don't tell me the method.
But, I mean, clearly, that's what they're doing. So it happens. You got to be aware and stay on top of it and just make sure that you know who you're dealing with because not everybody in this world is good.
Wow.
Hopefully, most people are, but you have some that just aren't.
Well, we know that RoofWorks is good in part because you're here every couple of weeks and nobody calls up and says, oh, I had a bad experience with them. Oh, they really, you know, they messed up. All the shingles are 2 degrees off plumb. You know, that's not your work.
No, I mean, we're not perfect. We've definitely made mistakes. But the big thing is we understand that and we answer that phone and we'll go out there and take a look at it. And if it's something that wasn't done right, we always correct it.
Right.
That's the big thing. That's the thing that you want to make sure you do.
There are certain things that I need to have in order to knock on your door. And, of course, I don't want to knock on anybody's door and offer my services as a roofer. But if I was a fly-by-night person, what do I need in order for the customer, potential customer, to be safe when I, a total stranger, go up on the roof? They need some sort of insurance.
Yeah, they need insurance. I mean, you need to make sure that you know who it is that's knocking on your door and just do some research on them before you let them, one, come in your house, and secondly, get up on that roof.
And they have to have...
It's like you tell your kids, don't open the door to a random stranger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing.
I open doors to random strangers and tell them to, you know, shuffle off. You know, we've got, as an HOA, a sign out in front of the apartment complex or the neighborhood that says, no soliciting.
Yeah, well, that works. Sometimes it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
we're getting caught.
They're not gonna, people. Not everyone's going to follow the rules. That's
we're getting
sure.
Walk-bys, door knockers from people who want to talk about my Duke bill, but they're not really from Duke.
I know. I was just telling you last show about reading up on someone that was impersonating being a Duke employee, and they ended up taking a lot of money from quite a few people, and I'm glad they caught them, but that's the stuff we're dealing with.
They don't really have an appropriate punishment for them. You know,
clearly they're probably never going to be able to pay that person back.
Yeah.
So that's the sad
part.
Pay
that one person back, and then their business model to scam as many people as possible.
That's right.
Okay.
People do some crazy things for money.
But you need the specific insurance, roofing insurance,
basically. That's right. And not everybody has that.
Right.
So ask the right questions, call the insurance company, make sure that they are actually insured for roofing.
Right.
Because guys going out cleaning the gutters, they probably don't have roofing insurance, and it's the same thing. The ladder is probably one of the most important things, because if they fall off that roof, they're not covered. So just ask the questions, do your homework, do some research on it, get the answers you need before you make those decisions.
This is why I never, ever got into roofing, because or home sales, because I look sketchy to begin with, and I just couldn't, there's no way I could sell anything. So, all right, we're at High Park Bar and Grill.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And I've got a question for Holly Bowers from Roofworks. Where's that guy from Frog Hop? I don't know. Is it Jim? Hope he's not here. That would be fun to actually to hear from the guy from Frog Hop. He usually calls Holly. So, Your Majesty, talk to me about the work that you do that we don't think of as roof. We think the thing's just below the roof.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a sheet metal shop, so we do a lot of fabrication for really customers, outside customers, and our internal team. We make chimney caps, we make cupolas, we do gutters, we do metal panels, we do some really cool copper accents.
Right.
We have a big gutter department, so we do gutter repairs, replacement cleaning. We do skylights. We have a sister company called SolarWorks, and we do natural daylight. So there's a lot of different components that we can do to help you guys out.
And natural light.
So we're a lot more than just roofing, that's for sure.
Natural light includes the larger item, which I always call by the wrong term, a skylight, right?
That's right. We have skylights.
Okay. Not a sunroof.
Well, you have sun tunnels and skylights.
Sun tunnels are basically tubes.
That's right.
And the light comes in at the roof, and then it filters down to another circular thing. It looks
like a hand light. Yep, that's exactly what it looks like.
And it gives you sunshine.
It's not as much daylight that you're going to get from a skylight, but in areas where you can't put a skylight in, it's a great alternative.
Wow.
So you'll see sun tunnels. Really, a lot of commercial buildings have sun tunnels and skylights both. And then we have them in ours.
Yes.
We don't have to really turn the lights on because it brings so much daylight in there. It helps us save electricity.
But you'll also
see them in bathrooms, hallways, closets. Any areas like that is great for a sun tunnel.
And you also have installed at Roofworks multiple types of skylights.
We do. We've got the venting skylights. We've got blinds so that you can see what solar blinds look like, a few different sizes. So it's very important that we had them in there so that when customers come, they can look and see how they function and what they look like.
These are things that we can set either to automatic or to a push button?
Yeah, so the solar skylights will open and close on a remote. And then also now skylights come with solar blinds automatically installed, and those blinds work off of a solar remote too. So it's pretty cool stuff. Technology's come a long way.
That's nice. We're at High Park Bar and Grill, the place for lunch and dinner, and for also watching some games this afternoon. We got a lot of games. The over-caffeinated John Champion will be on the radio in just a little bit. It's funny because we're talking like human beings, right?
You and I? That's what we
are. And then John gets on. John is like, John, back off the coffee, man. But he's excited to be here. We are too. And I was only joking when I said, we're not really happy. You know, I told
we're
John.
We're always happy, honestly.
We're not really happy to be here. No, we are. This is the pregame for the pregame.
You should be happy because life's too short.
And plus, I'm in a place where I can get Yes, adult beverages, but not on the radio. But also some of the best snack food and full dinners ever.
And football.
And football. Again, more games than I knew that there were football teams for.
That's right.
That's a terrific thing. But I was hinting at the soffit and fascia.
Yes.
Two words that I only know, but I don't really know which one is which.
Yeah, so soffit is on the underside of the eaves.
Okay.
That's where you're going to get your air intake that comes in the attic, and then it's going to go out the ridge. And the fascia is the actual board that your gutter sits on.
Okay.
So that's the difference between the two. Fascia, soffit, you're going to see you have solid soffit and you have ventilated soffit.
Yep.
Ventilated soffit has those little holes in it. Sometimes it's continuous.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not. If you don't have soffit, we can put the little soffit vents in.
Yeah.
And accommodate whatever, how many ever you need based on how much vent that you need in your house.
And if you're on your porch and you look up or at the edge, you know, the front or the back of your house.
Right.
If you've got a regular rectangle, front and back of the house, you should have what looks like a cheese grater.
That's
up above
right.
you.
Yeah, and if you don't have eaves that yeah. are wide enough to accommodate soffits, mm-hmm. there are products that you can vent from the roof.
Right.
So they call it an edge vent, but you can actually put that edge vent on the roof itself
yeah.
and then shingle with that. So there's definitely different alternatives for different situations. You just have to know what you have and make sure you get the right system.
And sometimes... we find out from Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier that he's, you know, he's up in there and he's in the attic and he's insulating, but it's not really going to do it. For some reason, they need more insulate. No, they put all the insulation they can do. They need to get more ventilation.
That's right. It all works together.
And then the phone rings at Roofworks. Because he doesn't climb on roofs.
No,
not
so
anymore.
If he does get the fan installed, if he sells the fan, then we go out and install it for him and his team and his customers.
What does
it look
like?
We have a very good working relationship.
What does it look like from the outside of the house?
The solar fan?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just you'll see a fan on there. It's not as big and bulky as your basic electric fan. It's really nice, slick, and it's really not much different from the installation factor, but it's just a nicer product with a better warranty.
Okay, but is there a small solar panel on my roof?
There is. So that's what it looks like. And then in the attic, you won't have the wires that have to be connected. So that's the pro to it. There's
you're not plugging into my electrical.
That's right.
Because, as Brock says, it doesn't make any sense.
It's powered off the solar panel, and that's what gives it the energy.
And we're trying to save electricity with this thing.
That's
rather.
Right.
And I've told when people who sell solar products come on, I say, look at all that energy we're just wasting by letting it go to the grass, you know, or we're not putting up a solar thing. Might as well take advantage. I mean, it's sunny most of the time here.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
Holly Bowers at Roofworks. We are at High Park Bar and Grill. We're broadcasting here till 1 o'clock, and there's a pregame show coming up, or maybe we're 1:30. Who knows? John's going to stay here most of the rest of the day.
There you go.
I know he will. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. Call us up, 860-9783. 860-9783. We'll give you a review on the food, and we'll also take your questions for Holly Bowers.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com.
Boom.
Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
At High Park Bar and Grill, the place for lunch and dinner. And in fact, it's a great place for watching football. Holly Bowers is here from Roofwork. Say hi, Holly.
Hi.
Okay, we've got Chris Barron. Am I right?
That's correct.
Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate and Alan Hillman of Duracell.
Yes, sir.
I'm
thing. Here.
This is a good thing you guys are all out here.
Happy to be here.
Mike. Okay. Oh, golly. I just hate it when that happens. We got our headphones. We got Holly some headphones, and they don't work. Chris, talk to me about custom door and gate. How'd you get into this?
Kind of fell into it. I've been in construction my entire life.
Yeah.
When I was 5 years old, a guy was building houses in our neighborhood, and he paid me to pick up nails for a penny apiece on the job site. So
back then,
that was big. Six cent candy bars. I was living large. So
okay, good.
show me my age. Okay, but no, I've been with this company since 2005.
Yeah,
they've been in business since 1989. So they do every aspect of garage doors, everything from your simple shed in the backyard to a massive airplane hangar. To the firehouses you see, they have the new bifold doors.
Yes.
They open about like 4.7 seconds quicker than the roll-up doors.
Oh,
so
well, we want that.
Yeah. It's a fascinating industry. Never expected garage doors to be that, you know, that interesting.
Yeah.
Because nobody really respects their garage door. It's just there. And it just is supposed to work, and you ignore it until that time when you walk out and... It doesn't.
Wow.
So,
all right. So, Alan Hillman from Duracell. I had explained to me earlier today what Duracell is.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, my cement driveway is chipping a little bit.
Yes.
And I've been told that probably, and the patio in the backyard, both of them probably were poured incorrectly.
Most likely.
They didn't have the equation right.
Yeah.
Okay. Can Duracell help?
Yes, it can. So Duracell is a penetrant.
Yeah.
Duracell works on wood and concrete. So most of the standard coatings out there skim over the top, kind of like a polyurethane. Duracell actually reacts with the pH of the stone itself and pulls it down through. So it stops it from deteriorating, like cracking, pitting, and spalling. So it fixes that exact thing.
The same product works on both?
Yes, wood and concrete. Yeah, there's a slight difference in it, but wood and concrete, it's Duracell. We buy it directly from Canada, and it does both wood and concrete.
Oh, they're good guys in Canada. They're probably pretty friendly distributors.
Yes.
That's their reputation anyway.
Yeah, we've had a great relationship with them. So,
what's it look like when you've taken a gray cement product and you put Duracell on it? Does it change the color?
Well, it doesn't. So the Duracell is designed on wood and concrete to keep the natural look of it, so does not alter the look. So when we leave, because of the conditioners and cleaners, think of it as a clean, brand new version of what you have. It doesn't alter anything in regards to like repairing a crack, but what it does is it stops any further deterioration, and it's just like a hyper clean when we leave.
Right. Excellent. All right, we're going to talk to Chris and Alan throughout the afternoon here. We're going to stay till 1:30, maybe 2. You know, I don't know. They don't tell me anything, but we're going to keep here. Holly Bowers from RoofWorks, talk to me about what's going on in roofing. Are things improving? Are the products getting better?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's across both of your industries, too. They always come out with something new, something different. Really, for us, we like to make sure it stands the test of time, because just because it's new and shiny doesn't mean it's always going to work. So but we are excited. I mean, it's changing a lot. There's a lot of things coming through the pipeline that are going to really make the roof systems more efficient, a lot of impact resistant shingles, especially coming through on the market that's going to hold up to hailstorms. So hopefully there'll be less claims and it'll help balance things out a little bit more.
You don't want them as shiny, but I do want them as strong as football helmets.
Yeah, well, that's the impact resistance. So I know they're continuously making improvements to make sure that those shingles specifically are stronger, so they will start holding up a lot better.
Yeah, the concept that the cheapest shingle is the best one, it leads us to having to call you every 10 years.
I mean, we don't really install three-tab shingles with a replacement. I mean, you will see that in apartments because obviously those are more, they're trying to turn profits, make money, so they'll go with the cheapest product. But when it comes to, especially residential, I mean, we're consistently putting on an architectural or more of an upgraded system for them.
And
because it's a 10-15 year turnaround on three-tab, and it takes...
10 or, 10 or 15.
They don't last very long. So it's, if you're going to spend that money, you might as well spend a little bit more to get, you know, 10 plus years left.
I'll bet you we just see them.
Economically, it doesn't really make much sense.
We see them on rental properties where the guy's going to flip it or sell it or
that's
whatever.
That's right. So yeah. If you see a three tab, it's typically for investment purposes.
And if you own your own home, you would suggest what brand?
For our, I mean, CertainTeed, yeah. You know, they're our go-to.
Yeah.
That's what we would recommend if you're definitely looking to go the shingle route.
Does CertainTeed have enough variation that people can...
Oh, they do. They got tons of different styles, different colors, and that's why we have that big showroom, so you can come in there and take a look at all the different types that you have to pick from.
And the showroom is at?
It's at 5413 Hillsborough Street, right by the fairgrounds.
Very good. Chris Barron, Custom Door and Gate. You don't build the buildings, you just do the doors. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah, we'll put the garage door on afterward. Or whether it's a retro situation where you have a garage door you're not happy with, maybe one of the old wood doors that are out there, they've kind of gone past their expiration date.
Yeah.
But the important thing is adding to the architecture of the home, adding to the value of the home.
Yes.
So right now, garage doors have just so many looks. They can match any any architectural element.
Yes.
And they can actually increase the value of your home. They're the number one return on investment home improvement project. 90%+ return on investment when you put a new garage door in.
Yes.
And it just makes your home pop. Because again, some houses, 30% of the front of the house is garage door.
Door. Yeah.
So if you put a big old flat nothing in there, then 30% of your house is a big old flat nothing. But if you put something that, you know, that really complements the architecture of your home, then you add it to your home, your neighbors are happy.
Yeah.
You know, and in my case, my wife was happy when
when you got it done?
When I got it done, exactly.
Absolutely.
So.
I my question on garage doors, are there garage doors that have greater efficiency as far as, you know, insulation value? Or are they all just one sheet of metal?
Well, absolutely. Now you have a lot of different choices.
Yes.
The basic doors will be one sheet of metal, which we don't recommend, like the three-tab shingle. It's just a basic door. It can actually make the interior of your garage hotter because the metal heats up if the sun's hitting it. Around here, we get some, you know, fairly warm days. You know,
I've noticed.
Once or twice. And they will amplify the heat. But you get most of the doors have two layers of steel with insulation in between.
Yeah.
So you can get R values of 6.5, 9, 12, and 18.
Okay. Now, I don't want to cut you off, but if you put one of these in, you're retrofitting a garage that's already had another door in it. Do we have to do the whole system? Do we have to put new tracks on it?
Absolutely.
And you do?
Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't want to put a brand new door on old mechanism.
Okay.
You've got springs, you've got rollers. You want everything to be set up for that door.
Right.
The new doors will be heavier. They'll be more solid. They'll be more wind resistant. So all those parts work together, and they're engineered. This is the largest moving object in the house. Nobody really respects that. That, you know, this is a very serious piece of machinery that's on your house.
We always know when there's somebody opening the garage. I know when my wife is home with the groceries, because the whole dining room goes.
We can help you fix that. You should not. You should not hear anybody coming home.
That's why you needed him here today.
Oh my!
We could silence that down unless you want to know when she's coming home.
No. Well, it tells me to get up and
wake up. Yeah, like pretend you're doing something. You're doing the honey-do list.
I wasn't it watching TV? All right, we're going to talk more with Alan Hillman of Duracell coming up. And Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, Holly Bowers from Roofworks as well. We are at High Park Bar and Grill on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And the WPTF live sponsors include Heaster Automotive, Atlantic Spa and Billiards, The Grout Medic, J.E. Womble & Sons, and Whitaker and Hammer Law Firm. The Making Your Home Great sponsors include the Faded Love Motel Bar and Grill, where romance springs eternal and a little innuendo goes a long way. And Duracell, making things that are durable and they seal, right? Alan Hillman is here. Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, and Holly Bowers of Roofworks. Holly, how are you?
That was a really good intro back into the next chapter.
Guests here. Of the Making Your Home Great, stay at the Faded Love Motel Bar and Grill.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, where the nuts are always free. So Holly, talk, if you can, talk to me about Roofworks and the service work you do.
Oh, yeah. We got a huge maintenance department. That was actually one of the questions I was going to bring up for these guys is do they do service and maintenance all of this stuff?
Absolutely.
I definitely know that Chris does, but it's just interesting because that's a big part of it, that it's the little projects that really matter that people won't go out and take care of that we do, and I'm sure you guys do too.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for sure.
Alan Hillman of Duracell. Now, it's durable and it seals. So I don't know. I don't think you have to come by ever.
Well, the only thing that we really need to go back for is generally if it's a maintenance type question.
Right.
So our Duracell is a permanent solution for 25 years.
Yeah.
Our top seal is warranted for 10 years. So in general, the nice thing is that we're not going back. But we have a local presence from Asheville, North Carolina, all the way down to St. Augustine, Florida.
Good.
And we've got guys all up and down the coast, employees, not subs. So if we do need to go back and answer a question, either myself, the owner, or one of our guys will be there to do it.
So if I Duracell my patio here and then I move to Florida, you'll come down to Florida to check on the patio.
Absolutely. Two things. We'll transfer the warranty to the new owner of your home here.
Yes, okay, good.
And we'll head down to Florida and take care of you there.
Well, that's good thing. Good thing.
Yeah.
No, you're going to call up somebody in Florida, aren't you? You wouldn't travel just for me.
From January to April, I went down to Florida to train a guy there, so.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
You might be special enough for him to come
absolutely.
Down there.
I'll happy to come down there and hang out with you.
It's a good thing. Chris Barron is here from Custom Door and Gate. The reason I asked about the insulation and the garage doors is because I have a significant reason to want to spend more time in my garage. I just do. Can't say why, although John did. I'm just saying, that increased insulation means something to me.
It does. So for a non-conditioned garage, it means less.
Mm-hmm.
So you get with a R6.5, R12, that'll give you a more sturdy door, and basically it'll stop that heat transfer when you're not pumping AC or heat into the garage.
Right.
But are you going to be conditioning your garage?
Well, we're thinking of a redneck conditioner.
Okay.
We're not allowed to have window air conditioners in the garage or anywhere else on the house. But what they don't see, I don't tell anybody about. And if I do it on the back of the garage, that's a possibility.
Yeah, and if you do that, then you want to get a higher R value just to keep that in.
Yeah.
So, again, like your walls are about R15 to, R18. I'm not sure these days how far they've gone, but the garage door can go up to an R18, which is plenty.
Yeah.
Now, of course, when you open the door, it pretty quickly goes to zero.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes.
But if you have it closed and you've got your not-to-be-mentioned things inside the garage, and you've got that system that doesn't exist, it'll keep that at a nice temperature, so you can pool your resources. And
for the auto shop.
For the auto shop.
And so, quick question, just for all the listeners, what's your typical garage door that's being installed? What is the value on that? Just, your basic single-family home. What are you seeing now that's just your average versus doing the upgrade like Dave's mentioned?
Yeah, the average, I would say, is going to be 6.5. It's two layers of steel with a layer of polystyrene. And you can step up to polyurethane, which is going to get you to about a 12.9.
Yeah.
Get you a little sturdier door. Now, it kind of mixes in with the width of your door. If you have an 18-foot door, the urethane insulation is actually sealed front and back to the front and back steel. Makes it a little more solid panel, so when it's in the up position, It'll have struts on it, but that'll also just make it a more rigid panel.
Yeah.
And it'll help over the life of the door. There's no less flexing.
Yeah. All right. Alan Hillman of Duraseal. My question is, what does the wood end up looking like when you've run it over? I still see the grain because I like grain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, so when we get there, depending on if it's stained or treated yet or not, if it is treated, we actually, meaning stain, then we will actually strip that stain off there and bring it back to the natural look of the wood, so you're seeing actual clean wood.
Yes.
And then we do our complete cleaning process on it with conditioners and cleaners that are approved.
Yes.
Then immediately we do two to three pressure washes on it to get it clean, and it has to be saturated.
Yeah.
Then we put two coats of Duraseal on it, wooden concrete the same. But with the wood, same thing with concrete, it penetrates down through the wood, and then it actually evaporates off the top. So it leaves about an eighth of an inch of natural wood there.
Yes.
So it looks and feels like natural wood.
Yeah.
And it looks clean and unweathered is the best way to put it.
Yes.
And then if you do absolutely nothing to it and you don't touch it, on wood, I call it New England gray. It'll get kind of that lightish grayish color over time.
Yes.
If you're somebody that wants to stain it, you still have that ability. And if you want to kind of lighten the gray or the weatherization to it, then a maintenance wash or rinsing it will take care of that as well.
I have a nice gray walkway. Oddly enough, the fellow who put it in put some of the boards, I think, upside down. Or he bought, you know, he needed extra, so he bought more later.
Yeah.
And they're a different color. But if I want that beachy sort of weathered look, I can keep that with Duraseal?
Yep, Duraseal will bring it back to the regular wood. And when you get that beachy look that you're referring to, what that is, think of it like a sunburn on the wood. That's the weatherization.
Right.
And Duraseal leaves that eighth of an inch so it can eventually plateau. We've done several decks where they had to replace two or three boards because they were bad, so you got brand new. Now, you can tell because they're smooth compared to the cracked ones. But as far as visually, once they start to weather a little bit, it kind of planes out and you don't really notice it.
Yeah. We like the look of it. We've got an entire walkway to the patio because I don't walk in a straight line on flat ground, and me walking in a straight line and staying upright on bumpy ground was ridiculous. Yeah. So, terrific. Holly Bowers from Roofworks, we're about to say goodbye to you. How do we get in touch with you?
All right. You can give us a call at 919-852-2660 or visit us on the web at roofwerks.com.
And we should be very aware that there are people actively trying to do bad things to us. There are in the roofing industry, but in every other, there are bad actors.
That's right, and I think these guys can probably talk about that too. So that's why we advocate, because we're just trying to help everyone out to make sure that they don't make a bad decision.
And when I say bad actors, I mean Shia LaBeouf. he's kind of a bad actor, I think.
Well, sometimes you know they look like they're okay, but they're really not. So it's really hard, especially nowadays with AI too.
Yeah.
Some of these people aren't even real people. So that's what we're up against.
And
right now.
And their client pictures don't look like client pictures. They look too perfect.
That's right.
All right, terrific. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, hey, great to meet you guys.
Good to meet you.
All right.
Have
again,
a great
Holly.
Saturday.
All right. Making your home great. We are live from High Park Bar and Grill, the place for lunch and dinners, Whitaker Mill Road in Raleigh. We're going to stay here till 1:30. Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate is here. Alan Hillman of Duraseal. And John Edwards will be continuing to join us every now and then here on the radio broadcast on WPTF.
The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making your home great on WPTF. Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, and Alan Hillman of Duraseal here for the balance of this show till the bottom of the hour. Chris, the penny didn't fall until just now. That sure, Custom Door and Gate.
You're the one and only
with the talking What, the talking floor?
No, door.
Talking door, and the rest of the garage is also talking?
Basically, the garage door, I've joked over the years, is a Rodney Dangerfield of the house. And again, I said I'm old. It's a boomer reference, but he's a guy that never got any respect.
Yeah.
So, like, people will change the oil in their cars every, you know, 5,000 miles. They'll religiously take care of it. And I say, well, when was the last time you had your garage door serviced? And they just look at me blankly.
Yes.
So, as I said earlier, it's the largest moving object in your house. It's a large metal object. It needs lubrication. It needs servicing. And it's just ignored. And basically, people realize their garage door needs service when they hit the button and it doesn't move.
Yes.
And a minute ago, you were going to work, you're going to a wedding, you're going somewhere, and you're very excited about this. Yep. And all of a sudden, now there's a wall between you and the rest of your life.
Yep.
So, you know, so this is what we deal with every day, and we try to, you know, make people aware. Let us get there before it does that. It would be like if you never change the oil in your car, and you wonder why it just stopped, you know, 10 years after you bought it.
All right. Alan Hillman of Duracell is also here. Alan, I mean, you'll do the garage floor, too.
Well, in general, we would refer the garage floor to, like, more of an epoxy company. We can,
really?
We can do them.
Okay.
But the main factor of what deteriorates the things that we treat wooden concrete is the sun and the rain.
Oh, yeah.
So we can absolutely do it. So a specific example of that would be you have water that's coming up through your garage floor.
Yeah.
So there's pressure underneath here, and it's pushing the water up through. We can Duracell that, and it'll stop that water from coming up through. We've done a couple down in the Wilmington area where they had put the expensive epoxies on there.
Yes.
And they were peeling because of the water. So they had to grind those off, which is costly. But it was worth it because we went in behind them and Duracell'd it and have not had a problem since.
They actually have subterranean water sneaking up through?
Yes, sir.
Is this ocean water?
No, it's just water. It happens around here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Duracell should give me how many years?
25 years.
25 years. Now, within that 25 years, will the cement look any differently? Will it look different in 10 years, 15 years?
It will not, other than if you do nothing to it. So being outdoors, we joke, it's a lot of people think you can do this. It's 25 years, so you never touch it again. But like he mentioned with the garage doors and like with the roof, you want to keep some maintenance on these things. So with the Duracell, it is warranted for 25 years as far as deterioration.
Yes.
But cosmetically, it's outdoors, it's going to get dirty. So we recommend a maintenance wash once a year. And that'll take care of that for you.
And are you the people we call for the maintenance
wash? We can absolutely. Yeah, we have programs for 1 up to 5 years.
Should I fear calling the guy with the sign aside the road that says pressure washing $100?
Yes, there's some real good specific examples of that too. You can over pressure wash and damage wood and concrete.
Yes.
And that's why our guys are all trained, certified. They work for us. This is all that they do, and they're very good at what they do.
Is there a maintenance plan? I mean, do you have something established?
Yes, we have 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year maintenance plans that are in place to take care of those needs for you.
All right, very good. Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, do you guys have a maintenance plan? I mean, is there any way for me to be reminded by you, by a text, you know, when it's time to take a look at it?
Yeah, we have a couple of different things. We can set you up on our system to be called every year.
Yes.
We will also, when we come out to do service, we'll show you how to service your own doors.
Yeah.
The basic stuff, the lubrication is very easy.
Yeah.
And again, so that way you can stay on top of it. It's not a lot of maintenance, but normally the door will tell you when it needs service because you're going to hear it as you do in the commercial.
Yeah.
You know, it's groaning and moaning and it's like, you know, and the
I don't feel very good.
You know, and people, they just don't hear that. And the poor thing's suffering. And all you need is a little lubricant. There was a good example where I had a guy, a German guy, bought a door, brand new door.
Yes.
And he was on top of it. And he did WD-40 every, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, now WD-40 is actually a solvent. Yeah. So it actually removes lubricant. So he was doing this, and his door sounded like you were dragging a train over broken glass.
Yep.
And he's like, what is going on? This door is only a year and a half old, and it sounds horrible. And I said, whoa, let's go through this. And we got him the correct lubricant. I gave him a can.
Sure.
I went over his door entirely, got the springs, hinges, all the metal on metal.
Yeah.
We got it all done. You couldn't hear it. He thought I was the Mac Daddy. He was just like, you have saved my life. I'm like, dude, this is pretty basic. You know.
Well, and he'd only had it for a few weeks. So, I mean, it was making that much noise.
He worked at it.
He worked at it. Wow.
So, but it's really simple. But we'll come out and take care of everything for you. I'm at the age, I used to do everything myself.
Yeah.
And I can do it, so I'm going to do it. But now I'm older, a pen and a checkbook.
Yes.
That is the most wonderful tool. It can do anything. I got to, you know, whether it's a roof from Holly, getting my patio sealed.
Yes.
You know, I just pull that thing out, put them together, and hand it over, and it's done. And I was just found this miraculous. But
that you can pay people to do things? It is.
Yes, it is. And it helps the economy.
I grew up in a family where we didn't pay people to do anything.
No.
You know, we just went ahead.
No, we're Scottish. Everything I do myself.
Dave, I can tell you this. I've used both of them for services, and they are first class.
Yep.
Alan was my guy, my rep that I worked with Duracell.
That's right.
And the hardest person in the world, in this room, to convince to do anything home related.
Yeah, it's you.
Alan had me good to go.
Might be the wife.
But my wife, she was not convinced. Alan came in, and my wife gave the Spanish Inquisition. Alan answered him.
Gave her,
here's my phone number. If you have any more questions. And she was like, all right, you're good. And so just tells you the quality of people that we have on here today. Again, in both the services they use, they do. I mean,
I've heard the joke forever, but I never really get the opportunity to ask. Alan, did you expect the Spanish Inquisition?
I think I warned you.
I get that a lot, yes. Yep. I haven't had actually since yesterday on someone's site. Yeah, but I also understand that because we're, you know, like garage doors, like Roofworks, are a premium product. And, you know, we're telling people what we can do and how long it'll last.
Yes.
So we're setting that expectation, and hopefully with that expectation they ask me the right questions.
I'm going to ask the question that's silly, and I know your answer for it, but can I just go to the big box store and get one of those big rollers and just do it myself with some sort of stuff?
Well, that's a yes and a no. So you can get some sort of stuff and do that, just like you can go to Home Depot and buy a really inexpensive door and try to put it on yourself.
Mm.
But the Duracell you can't buy as a consumer because of the warranty.
Yes.
And we buy it directly, as I said, from Canada in bulk. So we bring it down. We've got, you know, association with them, and then our guys are all trained. So the difficulty with Duracell is we don't even sell it. And honestly, when we did mine, I'm like you were talking about, I'm the guy that does everything himself at my house.
Right.
Well, we have a saying that it's a pain to stain, right? So I'm not the guy that's cutting a check for it normally. I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
But I had to wash my deck, took a day and a half. Then I had to let it dry. Then I had to stain it for 3 days. Then I had to stay off it for 4 days. So I've bought back a week of my life that I can spend with kids and grandkids in the summer.
Yes.
And with Duracell, it gives that one-time treatment that's good for those 25 years. And other than maintenance, you don't have to touch it.
Wonderful. It's generally driveways, patios, and decks.
Driveways, patios, decks, pavers, docks. We've actually done log homes. We've done chimneys. We've done fire pits. So, like down in, as an example, down in Florida, my guy down there does probably 90% pavers. Not a ton of concrete. He very rarely does wood. Up here in this environment, I'm doing probably 75% wood, and then the rest is concrete, and then occasionally a paver or two.
In Florida, the wood turns into balsa after a while,
right?
If you don't do anything to it.
Right. Florida and St. Augustine, it's mostly stone, but when you get to Charleston, it's a mix because I do a lot of docks that are on the water.
Yeah.
And those people, I mean, you think a deck's expensive, try putting a dock in, right? That's a specialty thing.
Yeah.
So we can go in there and take care of that dock so they don't have to replace it every few years.
When I lived in Fuquay, I would often enough submit a plan to the town just to make sure they're on their toes. I would submit a plan for a dock at the Fuquay Verena Marina. And the building inspectors would always call me in the middle of the night. Stop it. Stop it, Alexander. No, there's a big lake here. All right, Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, Alan Hillman of Duracell, and Dave Alexander, and also John Champion from WPTF on Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
This is Making Your Home Great. Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, Alan Hillman of Duracell, and High Park Bar and Grill all around us. We are here for the next few minutes, and then, of course, the pregame starts. We are the pregame group at WPTF. By the way, you know that score they couldn't give out? It's 24-7, I think.
John, I see the agents coming to get you now.
John is so rules-oriented, really. Anyway, I received that news over my text. Also, by the way, we're going to have the Duke representative for those Duke rebates. Really not rebates, more like cash bonuses for you to put money into your home. She'll be on. Susan will be on next week along with Brock Emmons. 11th of October, we're going to be at a corn maze in Wendell. I have requested to be at the end of the corn maze or deep within it so people will have to find us. This could work out. Also, 18th of October, we are back in Lillington at J.E. Womble & Sons. So, Alan Hillman, Duracell. Why would you need to clean so many times? You say pressure wash twice. Couldn't I pressure wash it once and make it clean? Yeah. No, I think he's down here. Chris, come on over. Or Alan, come on down over here.
All right, is that a little better?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, so apologize for that little technical difficulty there that they're fixing. Yeah. So when we do it, it's a couple of things. Number one is we need to clean it, but yeah. We also need to condition it and get it ready and saturate it with water.
Yeah.
So we put our conditioners and cleaners on first, then they pressure wash it two or three times.
Right.
That does clean it, but it also saturates it because it works with the pH of the wood or concrete, and that's what causes the reaction to pull it down. So that's why we need to make sure that we do it a few times.
So I want water in it.
We've got to saturate it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually put the Duracell on when it is soaking wet. That's how it reacts.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I mean, you got to have something that lights up the Duracell, right?
Yeah.
Something that
really
works. Okay. Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate, also here for our radio broadcast. Chris, tell me about the look of the doors.
Yeah, the look has developed enormously over the years. It used to be just a square with boxes.
Yeah.
That's a classic old door. You still see a lot of them around.
Right.
They have come so far. You can do anything, literally, with the garage door now. They'll do custom looks. You draw it on a napkin. they'll make it for you.
Yeah.
But basically, they've captured all the architectural elements, whether it's a carriage house, a shaker style, like a French country house, whatever your home looks like, they'll find a garage door that fits right in with all that, and it just really, it's a beautiful thing. So, we deal with all types of builders, all types of styles. Craftsman's very popular around here.
Yeah.
Like the between the construction and the look of the door, you can make the husband and the wife happy every time.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the key, because generally, the wife is looking at the style and the look, and the guy generally wants the structure. He wants it to last, and so.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so we cover both, and again, we just want happy customers, and then we support our doors to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, any issue that comes up, we will stand behind it. We will make it right and keep it going up and down.
Do you think you could, if I made the sound right here on the radio, you think you could diagnose my garage door problem?
I think you've just come up with a great game show. I think we should give it a shot.
This is
name that tune.
we will get you in here. We will get an auto mechanic in here, and people just have to bring their phone to the car or the garage.
Wow. That's a fact. Make a noise, and then we have to diagnose it.
But it goes, rub, 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 rub. That's what it does. And it shakes the wall.
Hey, that would be a combination of your track and your motor not being in agreement. Possibly your springs are off, so your door has become heavy, because over time your springs will relax. And so now this door, when you lift your door up, it does not feel heavy. It can be 200-400 pounds.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel heavy. The springs are lifting up that entire door. If you lift your door halfway up, it should stop. It should stay there. It should be balanced.
Right.
Okay, if you lift it halfway up and it drops down and breaks your foot, you need to call us. If you lift up and it stays, that's good. You've got a good balanced door. We can put it back in that place, back in that happy place.
Okay. If your door, your garage door, is not in a happy space, call Chris Barron of Custom Door and Gate. And what time should we, or what telephone number should we do?
919-876-4555.
Yeah.
And we will take care of you. We generally can come out there within 24 to 48 hours and check this off your list.
And what is the time frame? Are you guys so busy we won't see you until October?
Oh, no. Well, it depends. Like on a service call, we'll turn that around quick.
Yeah.
If we're doing a new door, then we have to talk to you, show you what's available, go through the selection process.
Right.
And then, because, again, this is an investment. Again, I said the ROI, the return on investment of this product is 100% more than you pay. So we would come out, get the exact right door, the exact right construction, order your specific product, and then schedule the install.
Okay. And Alan Hillman of Duracell. Oh, making your home great. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was waiting for a commercial. It's funny that, you know, I don't know what to do on my own show. Chris Barron, a custom door and gate. You think it's a mechanical issue, an old door, can you do repair work on it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm Scottish. We used to wash our paper towels out and hang them out to dry.
Yes.
So I'm all for keeping something as long as you possibly can. So again, we will lubricate the door, adjust the door, replace parts and pieces to keep a door that can be operable.
Yeah.
Operable. There are cases where the door has become so far out of whack that it's really not worth investing. And then also you want to look at the aesthetics, see if a new door is going to improve the look of the home as well. So there is a time for everything. You know, some people run their cars 300,000 miles.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, change out after 100 or so. So we're the same way. We will keep motors and doors going as long as we can.
All right. Chris, how do we get in touch with you?
We are at 830 South New Hope Road if you want to stop by and see the showroom. Mm-hmm. And if you want to call us, we're at 919-876-4555.
All right, slow it down and say it again.
919-876-4555.
Good.
And then customdoorandgate.com.
Very good. Alan Hillman of Duracell, diagnose my problem. I've got little tiny chips just coming off both the garage, but also in the patio and out on the driveway.
Yeah.
What's doing?
Yeah, so that's cracking and spalling is what's happening. So the sun and the rain, they deteriorate it, much like a sandcastle falls apart.
And how do we get in touch with you?
888-660-0260 or DuracellIt.com.
All right, it's been a great day. We have spent our time at High Park Bar and Grill with the game starting up. You may want to come out here and enjoy the game and enjoy the company. We're packing up here, but the pregame starts in just a few seconds on WPTF.